Gadara Pandit is what is left of Radha when Krishna has stolen her Baba. Very difficult task to explain. See, once Krishna came to Srimati Radharani and told Radha, "My dear Radha, I would love to know three things. What is the extent of your love? What do you feel inside of you when you experience my love?" And another question, which is too confidential to even try to approach it here. So Radha said, "Listen, Syam, if you feel the amount of love which is there in my heart, it will make you wheel, will make you turn around." And Lalita said, "Yes, Krishna, this amount of love is nothing for you. It's too strong. Sometimes my Praneshwari, my Radha, is so much yearning for you due to her intense love that we cannot make her body cool down. We prepare lotus flowers and put water on the lotus leaves, and then put Srimati Radharani on this in order to cool her off the pangs of separation from you. But within seconds, the leaves of the lotus flowers sprinkled with the Yamuna water turn dry and then become ashes. There's nothing which can cool down the fire of Radha's love, not even lotus flower leaves, chandan and Yamuna water. Syam, this is too strong, this love, for you to bear." Another day, Krishna had heard from a hidden place how Radha spoke to Lalita and her sakis. Radha had said, "Oh my sakis, I yearn to meet my Krishna. But now, where it is impossible, I will die. When you see me dying, you should take my body to the Yamuna, and you should put the mud of the Yamuna above my body and write down in letters, 'Syam, Syam, Syam.' In this way I want to die. But do one thing for me. We planted a small little tree together, Krishna and myself, the tree of our love. And this little tree is growing. So when I'm gone, I cannot water it any longer. So you go there and bring the water of Yamuna and water that tree of our love." Krishna had heard of this and he had wondered, "I know everything, but I just cannot know the love of Radha. I must become a devotee. I must go to this world and I must experience and live this love." So one day he again went to Radha and said, "I want to understand your love." Then Radha thought, "Because you are asking me so many times, this time I cannot deny it. But I will do one thing. You will come into this world as the greatest of the devotees to experience my love towards you. And I will also come and I will cover you from outside with a golden complexion. And whenever you are feeling the burden of my love and crash to the ground, I will protect you. I will be there around you. so that when you roll on the floor, I will protect your soft Siam body from bruises and hurt. So this incarnation of Krishna coming, experiencing the love of Radharani, has a certain name. Do you know who this is?
Gauranga.
You know everything. Even the most esoteric truths are not hidden from you. Yes, he came inside Krishna, outside Radha. Inside he is Krishna, and outside he is in the mood and the complexion of Radharani. But what happened with Radha? What happened with Radha after Krishna had taken her love? Radha became like the moon. And the moon, is empty of his radiance. When there are no moonbeams, then that moon is called Amavasya. Amavasya means you cannot see the moon because all the moon rays are not visible at this moment. It's the, the new moon, or you can call it in a more poetic way, the empty moon. This is Gadarha, and he appeared in a desert on an Amavasya day. That's today, the evening, when we will have Amavasya. Night time, you know, we have Amavasya. He appeared at that time. When all the love is taken away from Radha, she will think, where is my love? Where is my love? She will be yearning. This is Gadadha Pandit. During the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gadadha Pandit was always at the side of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And we will hear about this amazing personality in this evening's katha. Krishna.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
mighty devotees. Very carefully here now about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar Bhagavat. When they were young, they were inseparable. Sometimes Gauranga Mahaprabhu would play at the house of Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar had come with his parents from Bangladesh, and they lived very close to the house of Jagannath Mishra. At other times, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not in the house of Gadadhar Pandit, Gadadhar Pandit played at the house of Jagannath Mishra. They were inseparable until the Leela took a different turn. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to become a world-renowned scholar, the best Pandit, the indefeatable Pandit, to give it up later, throw it overboard, to show that bhakti is much, much more valuable than jnana or intellectual knowledge. But as he was in his jnana period, he was intolerable for the bhaktas. He stopped the bhaktas on the road and said, "Tell me, what is mukti?" And the bhaktas would say, "Mukti is when you are situated in your eternal position and serve Krishna." "Wrong, so wrong," said Gadadhar Mahaprabhu, and gave an argument which countered it, so that the bhaktas became speechless. Not a single devotee in Navadvip wanted to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was Nimai Pandit, because he would stop people, he would argue, and sometimes, listen to this, he would defeat the position of the bhakta, establish a new position, and then defeated his own new position, saying, "How could you be so foolish and accept what I said?" He was intolerable. The moment Gadadhar saw Nimai Pandit, he would slowly turn on his heels and run the opposite way. And Gauranga would laugh and say, "One day, Gadadhar, one day I will be such a bhakta that every one of you will come to my door to beg for bhakti." Hare Krishna. That moment came. It arrived. Nimai Pandit had gone to Gaya in order to pay his obligations to the deceased Jagannath Pandit. His father Jagannath Mishra had left his body, and as it is custom, the son has to go to Gaya and there give pinda at 12 holy places at the Ganga. The way you do it is you take a ball of dough, and then this is offered, and then you throw it into the Ganga, and the fishes come and eat it. And through the mouth of these sacred special fishes, the ancestors, it is those who have died, will be fed and will be released from a life of tolerating sinful reactions. So Nimai Pandit had done this. Then he had gone to the place in Puri, in Nagaya, where the footprint of Vishnu is there. And there, for the first time, when he saw the footprint of the Lord, he had been overwhelmed by emotions. And the great Ishwara Puri, who had been there, had seen him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had then gone back to his home, cooked something, and Ishwara Puri, who had seen the amount of love which Gauranga Mahaprabhu, at that time he was known as Nimai Pandi, had manifested, had followed him like a bee follows the sweet fragrance of honey. He had knocked at the door. Gauranga Mahaprabhu had opened the door and saw, this is the great devotee, Ishwara Puri. He had laughed. Oh, Puriji, you have come at the right time. I've just finished cooking. And he had served Ishwara Puri. A day later, he had gone to Ishwara Puri. Ishwara Puri couldn't believe what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had said. He had said, you are the greatest devotee. I have wasted my life. I'm bitten by the snake of time and devoured. My life is useless without you taking me as your disciple. Give me the sacred mantra. I beg you, release me from material life. And Ishwara Puri had given him initiation. So when Gauranga Mahaprabhu returned after his Gaya visit, he was transformed. He was initiated, but much more, he was transformed in his heart. Now he was ready to display his prema vision. He had come to Namadweep, a transformed man. All the relatives sat around him, and he had sat there with a melancholic expression in his face and told them about the external aspects of his journey. I saw this, I met so and so, and this happened. But in the evening he called Srivas Pandit and said, I cannot speak what is in my heart. Tomorrow I will go in the house of Shuklambara Brahmacharya and I will tell all of you what happened to me. Tomorrow, call all the devotees together. I want to talk about Krishna. And then he had become silent. So Srivas Pandit had alarmed the devotees and said, I think our Nimai Pandit is becoming a devotee. He is becoming one of us. May our family increase. And all the devotees had come to the house of Srivas Pandit to be there when the volcano of love would explode. They waited in the house at the bank of the Ganga. The first thing they heard was someone calling out there, Govinda! Govinda! Not like that, it was a little more intense. Govinda! Govinda! Oh Krishna!
Govinda!
Namavari! And they looked out in the sun and there they saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approaching the house of Sri of Shuklambara, this Brahmachari, stumbling, crying, falling on the ground. It took him a long, long time to reach. Finally, he arrived and he screamed out, Oh Krishna!
Oh Krishna!
And fell to the ground. Kedarapati was there, but he thought, I can never trust this Gauranga Mahaprabhu. I better stay in hiding. He didn't want that all of a sudden Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would start asking questions, you know, what is the grammatical rule of the sandhi, of the prefix, of the this and the that. But when Mahaprabhu arrived, it just was ecstasy personified. He was leaning against the pillar of the house, crashed down, crashed down to the pillar. Bang! And Gauranga Mahaprabhu, what is this? What is this? And the Shuklambara Brahmachari replied, so moving, it is your Gadadha. He has hidden. He didn't trust that you had really changed. But now he's convinced. He fell to the ground. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got Gadadha. Gadadha was there. He bent his head down and he cried. Seeing this, Lord Vishwambar became greatly satisfied and he said this sentences. My dear devotees, hear this so that you understand who's Gadadha. He said, oh Gadadha, you are indeed most fortunate. From your childhood, you have had a strong inclination for Krishna. I have simply passed my life in useless endeavors. Although I received an invaluable jewel, I have lost it by the arrangement of providence. My dear devotees, this is your third day coming to the end. The subject matter of this day is to develop dainya or humility. See how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells us what is this mood. It is a mood of being remorseful of the opportunities which have been given. You all have gotten the jewel of Krishna consciousness, but I think some of you have lost it. Therefore, your faces are dry. The jewel of Krishna consciousness can be again received by you. If you are humble, you cannot go into the kingdom of God on your legs. You have to crawl on your belly, wanting it very desperately. Gauranga Mahaprabhu says here, I have found Krishna, but again I gave him up. I was losing my life. There is one pastime regarding Gadadha Pandit, who was a faultless brahmachari, like our brahmacharis from the Soho temple, who are brilliant with tejas, spiritual strengths. Gadadha Pandit from his young age was a brahmachari. He was renounced. He never ate anything in the evening like our brahmacharis from the Soho temple. He got up very early like our brahmacharis from the Soho temple. And totally was fixed at one point of fitness in austerity, renunciation, and service. But also he had to learn once Mukunda, who is the friend of Gadara, said, Gadara, would you like to see the best Vaishnava? Gadara said, yes, very much. Come with me. So Mukunda met with Gadara. Gadara was so happy, thinking he would meet the best Vaishnava, that he called out while he was walking, Krishna, Krishna!
Krishna, Krishna!
More happy.
Krishna, Krishna!
Yes, he was, this was more a happy calling. So, arriving at the place, Mukunda said, look at him. This is Pundari Vidyanidhi. Gadadhar offered his obeisances and said respectfully before Pundari. Pundari asked Mukunda, whom have you brought? He looks like a jewel of a brahmachari. What is his name and from what village does he come? Mukunda said, he's the son of Madhava Mishra. He originally comes from Bangladesh but has settled in Navadvip. From early childhood, he has been totally detached from family life. Since he is absorbed in devotional service, he only associates with Vaishnavas. That's why I've brought him here to see you. Pundari Vidyanidhi smiled. He looked like a prince. He had a beautiful bed which was made out of wood. There were tables of this red rosewood with brass inlay. Above the bed was a baldachin with glittering brocade cloth. And he himself was sitting on a soft mattress with pillows placed under his bed. There were large water pots for him to drink. Then there was a spittoon on each side. Spittoon means you don't have this in the Western culture. It's something that you spit into. It's necessary if you like to be on the mild drug called betel nuts. He was taking this. It's like a mild intoxicant. It's not for you to take. Also not for the yogas, music people. He was chewing it from time to time and was feeling very there were two large mirrors on either of his sides so that he could see himself and adjust his hair. His hair, my dear devotees, was different than your hair. It was black and it was full with the most fragrant, smelly oil. It smelled like a rose garden. He wore a sandalwood paste tilak with a red in between. And around his ear, eyes, there were dots. No one of you has dared to decorate yourself with dots as a man. Pundari, no problem. Two persons stood on both of his sides and fanned him gently with long peacock feathers so that he was always in a very nice fragrant breeze. He looked as charming as the god of love personified. I imagine him to look a little bit like Michael Jackson looked. So beautiful and so well prepared. Everything around him gave the impression of a life given to sensual pleasures. Vidyadhara Pandit, who was a brahmachari, saw this atmosphere and smelled Pundarik Vidyanidhi and saw the beetle flights. He became mildly suspicious. As he followed a life of pure devotional service, he had some doubt regarding the character of Pundarik Vidyanidhi, which entered his heart like a mosquito enters a mosquito net. What sort of Vaishnava is he? Gadadhar began to think. He has so much finery. Namakunda stood and watched Gadadhar, getting mildly doubtful. And he wanted, in his mercy, to reveal the true nature of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. So he started to chant this verse. Aho bakiyang stanakala kutam jigam samaya parat apyasadvi lebe gatim dadyuchitam tatonyam kam vadayalum sharanam brajema. In English for you. How astonishing the mercy of Krishna is. When Putana, the wicked sister of Bakasura, tried to kill child Krishna by offering him the deadly poison on her breast, he bestowed upon her the position of his nursemaid. Could I ever have as merciful a shelter as that of Lord Krishna, who accepted even the so-called pretenseful service of Putana? So when Pundarik heard this, tears of ecstatic love welled up in his eyes. They rolled down his face like the Ganga. Simultaneously, as if a strong army was attacking, all the 8 symptoms and more of ecstasy began to attack Pundarik Vidyanidhi. He trembled. He horripilated these newspapers. He roared. And finally he fell into an unconscious state of ecstasy. Suddenly he gained back his normal composure and he yelled out, "Speak more! Speak more!" And again fell to the ground. Then he became so agitated that he started to kick around. The shining brass pots of water flew through the air. Pang, pang! The container of beetle pan fell down. Pillows, bed sheets, everything became confused. He began tearing his fine cloth into shreds and threw them around. Yes! And his hair went haywire. Meets Jimi Hendrix look. That he rolled in the dust and cried out, "Oh Krishna!
Oh Krishna!
My Lord!
My Lord!
My soul!
My soul!
My very life!
My very life!
You have made my heart hard-hearted like a stone." He cried out, "I have been deprived of Krishna. Krishna has left me." He rode around. He crashed. everything broke into pieces, the bed, the everything. 100 men tried to hold him, but they also were flowing around Navadvipa. He trembled so violently. Galarabani said, "Oh no." He was not like us who took objection to his uncontrolled treatment of his furniture. You know, he said, "Oh no, I made an apparat. I judged a Vaishnava externally. I can see the volcano with the love in his heart, and it manifested. It manifested for my foolish eyes who cannot see. What inauspiciousness has overcome me to make me think in such an offensive manner about this great personality?" He looked at Mukunda and understood, "Mukunda, you have quoted this verse to bring out an ecstatic response from Pundarik so that I would recognize him. You have saved my life from further offense." I was convinced that he was a materialistic Vaishnava, but you could read my mind, and you have shown the limits of Pundarik Vidyanidhi's love of Krishna. You must be merciful to me and purify my heart. Yes, I was a brahmachari. I am a brahmachari. Yes, people praise me, but I have not yet taken shelter under the lotus feet of a great soul. Please bring me to Pundarik and tell him good things about me. And tell him I wish to take a shelter." They looked at Pundarik. He was in no mind to be addressed. He was laying down on the floor, breathing, totally submerged in the ocean of spiritual ecstasy as he was thinking about the mercy of Krishna, even to a person like Bhutana. And as a result, they had to wait. But later, Gadadhar took the shelter of Pundarik. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting with Gadadhar Pandit on the sand dune called Chatak Bhavak. They were discussing various subjects relating to Radharani and Krishna's amorous pastimes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew of their identities. He knew that Gadadhar Pandit was Srimati Radharani, missing the love of Krishna, being immersed in this Vipralamba Bhava. As they were discussing, Gauranga's hand was moving in the sand. And he asked very nonchalantly, Gadadhar, would you do me a favor? Yes, anything you want, my lord, said Gadadhar Pandit. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu's hand went deep into the sand. He pulled, pulled, pulled. He seemed to have made contact. And he pulled out from the sand dune the most beautiful deity of Gopinath. He said, "Would you worship Gopinath for me?" "Yes," said Gadadhar. "I vow two things. I will always worship this beautiful Gopinath for you, my lord, and I will never leave Puri for anything." Gauranga Mahaprabhu was naughty, because this was just what he wanted. He wanted Gadadhar Pandit, his dearest associate, who had come everywhere with him, to not go with him to one place. One place he wanted to go alone without Gadadhar Pandit. So he pulled out the Stota Gopinath deity and made him vow to never leave Puri, no matter where he would go, and to worship Gopinath. Shortly after this, Gauranga Mahaprabhu began to speak to his devotees. "I want to go to Vrindavan." This devotee said, "No, no, don't go there. You might not return." The next year, Gauranga Mahaprabhu said, "My heart is aching to see the forests next to the side of the Jamuna." "Now," said the devotees, "don't go." The third year came, and Gauranga Mahaprabhu very urgently again said, "Let me go. Let me go. I want to meet Krishna. I cannot tolerate this pain of being separated from Krishna." The devotee said, "Stay here. Stay in our association. Do Nam Sankirtan. Meet Krishna in this way. Don't go to Vrindavan." And they knew if he would come a fourth time, they would have to allow him. So the fourth year came. Gauranga Mahaprabhu said, "Let me go, let me go." And they said, "Yes, our lord, you may go. Just wait for the festival of Vijayadashami, and afterwards you may go." King Prataparudra heard about the lord's plan, and he wanted to make the journey of Gauranga Mahaprabhu as smooth as possible. He asked his people to make good paths. He made stopovers. And you will be glad to hear, at different places he built temples so that Mahaprabhu would see his deity Gopinath. This Gopinath, huh? Or Kota Gopinath. If you go through Orissa nowadays, you will see these different temples, these Gopinath temples. And I know one place where I have seen with Burijan Prabhu. We had to cross a river in a boat. And as we were crossing that river, we were informed that Gauranga Mahaprabhu had crossed the same river, not on the same boat, but on a similar boat. And we came to the other side and saw this small Gopinath like this. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu finally left, and Gadadhar Pandit, who could not tolerate the separation from Gauranga, went along with him, ignoring his two vows. After some time, and now listen to the beautiful conversation, Mahaprabhu turned around and said, "You have given 2 vows. Don't go." And he turned and continued. Gadara thought, I just can't bear the separation. To hell with my foolish vows to remain in Puri. As far as I'm concerned, Puri is where ever Gauranga Mahaprabhu is. So he went at some distance. Again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped, waited for Gadara. Gadara, you had made the vow to not leave Puri and a second vow to not leave the service of Gopinath, right? Gadara stubbornly argued. Just seeing your lotus feet is worth 1,000,000 times more than any service to Gopinath. Mahaprabhu had such temperament for devotees, you know, so he said, if you abandon your duties to Gopinath, then it will be considered to be my fault, because I'm your leader. Gadara, no. I will personally take all the responsibility for any offense to Gopinath. Mahaprabhu says, but just think, Gadara. People will see you with me, and they will think I took you out of Puri and make you break your vow. They will criticize me. Gadara said, no, who said I'm going with you? Gadara said, I'm going all alone, not with you. I'm going to Bengal to see Sachimata, not to be with you. So Gadara went more alone in the distance. Mahaprabhu continued his path north, where he wanted to meet the Jarikanda path. That's the path which goes through the jungle. It's a very dangerous area. I lived once in that jungle. I was very dangerous. There are still tigers there and criminals. Many criminals are nowadays there. So he wanted to catch that path through that jungle, and arrived in Katak, which is 100 kilometers north of Puri. Now Mahaprabhu called Gadara for the last time, and now you will see how intense their loving relationship is. You have now realized your objective to break your 2 vows and leave your service. You only come with me because that will make you happy. Don't you care for my happiness? It will make me unhappy if your vows to remain in Puri and serve Gopinath are broken. Gadara, if you want my happiness, I'm telling you, return to Puri now. Take up your vows. That is all I have to say in this matter. And he turned around, stepped in a boat, and the boat went over the river. And Gadara heard this. His consciousness left him. He broke down on the riverside. Such is the mercy of Mahaprabhu. They're soft like roses, but also sometimes piercing like the thorn of a rose. Then good. Mahaprabhu turned to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. "My daughter has fainted. He needs some care. You stay with him and you wipe the sweat off his face, take him out of the sun into the shade, and then bring him back to Puri. He won't be able to walk alone. I know my Gadara." Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was gone. When Gadara Pandit woke up, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said to him, "See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is ready to suffer the separation from you just to help you keep your own vows. He's giving up his happiness. You vow to take Chaitra Sannyas. You vow to do Gopinath Seva. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, this is the mood of Krishna. At all times, Krishna himself had kept the vow of Bhishma intact. Bhishma had vowed, today I will fight in such a way that either Krishna will break his vow or Arjuna will be killed. And he fought in such a way that Arjuna was reduced to a man struggling for his life. So then Krishna had broken his own vow to save the vow of Bhishma. Krishna had vowed, I will not fight in Kurukshetra, but now Krishna, to save Bhishma's vow, that I will make the Lord break his vow, jumped from the chariot. He landed on the land, and the earth shook from the maid. Then the Lord took up a wheel and began to run towards Bhishma to protect Arjuna. In the same way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has saved your vow. An esoteric point. Why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forbid Gadadhar to leave Jagannath Puri? Why this cruelty? What was behind it? He was a devotee. He wanted to go to Vrindavan as a devotee of Krishna. If Gadadhar would come along, who saw him as his lord, if Gadadhar, who worshipped Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as his lord, staying always on his side, would have come, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not have been able to come in the mood of a devotee, because Gadadhar's devotion was so strong. Also, if Gadadhar, who is Radha herself, would come to Vrindavan, her land, what would happen? She would remember Krishna. Her role in Gaurangas Mahaprabhu's pastime would have been broken. This is the sweetness of bhakti. For the pleasure of the beloved, Gadadhar continued to play the role of the empty moon, the person looking for Krishna. He served Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of Radha, who was always calling out, where, oh where is Krishna? My dear devotees, if you want to learn the secret of bhakti, you have to forget your miserable role in your small little theater called your own theater. We all have a theater, the Sachinanda Swami Theater. Oh, another has the Krishna Deep. The Krishna Dhan Theatre. We play our own little self-centered role. If you want to wake up to bhakti, forget your identification with the body and with the mind. Get off that stage where the whole world, except for you, laughs about you and your miserable play. Enter the world of humility and selfless service, and sing the holy name in true humility.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Thank you. Lord.
Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare, Hare.
Krishna, we have almost celebrated the great personality Gadadhara Pandit. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur worships at his house in Navadvipa. Shri Gaur Gadadha. He said that just like Radha became separated from Krishna, when Krishna left the spiritual world and appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the highest ideal of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas is to unite Radha and Krishna again. Without Krishna, Radharani feels incomplete. In the same way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu feels incomplete without Gadadhar. And Gadadhar feels incomplete without Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has stolen Radha's Baba. He wants to get her Baba back from Krishna to again become complete. So he wrote it in Arctic songs. He sang every evening when he worshipped with his own hand, Gaudiya. He said, "As I behold the wondrous arti of my Lord's Gaudiya, I enter into the mood of their existence previous to appearing in Nadia. It is simply indescribable." Bhaktivinoda Thakur would worship Gaudiya and then see a beautiful Vrindavan scene. He would say, "See, underneath a desire tree, seated upon a jeweled throne, the ever youthful couple named Kishore and Kishori." He would see Radha and Krishna surrounded by their friends. He would see Sri Radhika and Lord Govindaji decorated with shining jewels. I'm just reading to you. And he would simply lose himself as he was standing before his deities Gaudiya into the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Before we do our concluding kirtan, I request you to chant with me the pranams to Gaudiya Pandit. They say, "I offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Gaudiya Pandit, the son of Madhava Acharya. He is the personification of Mahabhava, the highest devotional ecstasy, and not different from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." Please read me. Gadadharam Aham Vande Madhavacharya Nandanam Mahabhava Sarupam Shri Chaitanya Aminarupinam
Aminarupinam.
I offer my obeisances to Sri Gaudiya Pandit, the personification of Lord Krishna's pleasure potency, the bestower of devotional strengths, and the near and dear associate of Lord Gaurang. Shri Kladini Svarupaya
Shri Kladini Svarupaya
Gauranga Suhridaya Cha
Gauranga Suhridaya Cha
Bhakti Shakti Pradanaya
Bhakti Shakti Pradanaya
Gadadhara Namostute
Gadadhara Namostute.
You see, Bhakti Shakti Pradanaya, the one who gives bhakti shakti to the devotees who beg for it. This is Gadadhara. Gadadhara, the expansion of Radharani, is able to give us that bhakti shakti which we all require, the devotional strengths, devotional energy which will bring us to Radha Krishna. I am personally very, very happy on this day because I lived 3 years ago in Jagannath Puri Dham, and in the very beginning, because I'm used to do my Kartik Vratas in Vrindavan, I felt very sad. I was there at the bank of the ocean in one guest house, and every evening we would hear the waves, and the waves sound very much like Lord Chaitanya calling out for Radha Krishna. It's that verse is often quoted in Puri. Oh waves, can you also not sleep? Are you also crying for Radha Krishna? So we felt like this, but in our minds we thought, what are we doing in Puri? We should now be in Vrindavan. That's the place. And I felt restless. I even wanted to take an airplane to fly to Vrindavan. And then my friend Burijan Prabhu told me, do you know that there is Vrindavan in Puri? I said, no. I will take you. And so we went, both of us, to this beautiful temple of Tota Gopina, where Gadada had worshipped every evening. The Gopinath deity, and it was a wonderful time for us. We would every day walk early in the morning to come to Mangal Aarti, to the Gopinath. Then we would take part in the ding ding dong dong ding ding dong dong. That's how they do Aarti. And then we would sit down and just chant the holy name. And I believe Gopinath had heard our prayers, because after some time the pujaris decided to not close the altar door but to dress Gopinath in front of us. And I still remember there was this one pujari who would kneel down before Gopinath and take his hand and make these beautiful ornaments. Maybe, I don't know if it's possible by technology to show Gopinath. We can try. And he would make these wonderful round ornaments of Gopinath with sandalwood pulp on the face, because that silver stick which he used was donated by an ISKCON devotee. You know, they make the silver stick and then they put it in sandalwood and they make the beautiful ornamentation on the deity, just like the ornamentation was made on Krishna's cheek. So that silver stick which is used was donated by Jagatarini Mataji, the wife of Burijan Prabhu. And we would every day go there and chant and wait until that silver stick came out to make the decorations. So it was a wonderful time. And we will show you the deity of Gopinath now. We will full darshan, we will start at the feet, and slowly we will go up, and you can see the beautiful chest of Gopinath and the beautiful eyes of Gopinath. This is him in his morning dress. Can you see the beautiful chest of the Lord, the beautiful slim waist, and the hands which hold the flute, and his merciful, very merciful appearance. So Gopinath, there was a time when he was standing for but when Gadadhar Pandit became so old and bent over that he couldn't reach up to hang the garlands around the neck of Gopinath, Gopinath came sitting down in the lotus position. Can you see his hips there? The lotus position. This is how nice Gopinath served his devotee Gadadhar. Gadadhar Pandit created in this way a small Vrindavan in Jagannath Puri. And anyone who comes to Puri and misses Vrindavan must sit in this temple. There was one incident which I would like to narrate to you, and something which I consider the personal gift of Gadadhar Pandit in my own chanting. It was on one morning I had chanted and it had become a little bit warm, and I was chanting like some of you do in the Japa Mandal when the heat comes. And Brother Sleep comes into our Japa and Kirtan workshop, you know. Maybe you have seen him. He comes to some of us. I also was attacked twice and defeated thrice today. So I was just nodding up up like this. I had been up for 5 hours and I was hungry. And all of a sudden I heard a voice. At first I thought it was the Lord coming in my dream, you know. Are you still trying to chant the holy name? The voice asked me. And I thought it was a nice Krishna conscious dream, so let me dream on. Are you still trying to chant the holy name? I have asked. Oh my God, it was getting intense. And I woke up and there was a sannyasi standing next to me. Or is the holy name chanting you? Sannyasi was a Bengali sannyasi, smiled at me and waved. He didn't wave, he said namaste, you know. And he went away. And later I asked him, why did you say this sentence? And he said, I don't know. Maybe Gadadhara Pandit made me say it, or Krishna made me say it. And I want to ask you the question today, Atya. Are you still trying to chant? Or have you already given up chanting? That's one question. Or another question is, are you still trying to chant the holy name? Or is the holy name already coming to you? When the Krishna sees that we practice on the level of steadiness, that we are not shaken, whatever happens in our life, good or bad, but if he sees we are just not giving up, and we tolerate the bad circumstances and the good circumstances, which make us sometimes so joyful that we also forget Krishna, if he sees that we are really wanting his mercy, then Krishna will come in the form of the holy name and will dance on our tongue. And then it's no longer our effort, our attempt, our trying. Then it is Krishna revealing himself in our heart. This is why the humility is the key for Krishna consciousness. That humble admission of one's fallen situation, that praying for Krishna, praying that the holy name appears. So we will have a short chanting session of 20 minutes. I request all of you to turn to the altar now and to really beg to Gada, request Gadadhara Pandit. Please fold your hands. We will chant the Sanskrit shloka. Shri Harini Swarupaya,
Shri Harini Swarupaya,
Goranga Suvidaya cha,
Goranga Suvidaya cha,
Bhakti Shakti Pradanaya,
Bhakti Shakti Pradanaya,
Gadadhara Namostute,
Gadadhara Namostute.
My obeisances to Sri Gadadhara Pandit, the personification of Lord Krishna's pleasure potency. Gadadhara gives us devotional strength. He is the near and dear associate of Lord Gaura.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama
Rama Rama Hare
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.